Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans. Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. We got a good one for you guys lined up for this week. He's an RFR VIP fan fave. He hasn't been around for a while, but he's back. And you always have to put your thinking cap on when RFR VIP Sean Wanty is in the house. Sean!
Hey, Jimmy Mac, how's it going?
Good, man. Good. I'm glad you're back. You know?
Yeah.
What's your VIP?
Me too. It's been a while. I think it's been since March or April.
Yes, yes. So have you been able to follow along with Star Wars? I seem to have seen some posts you've made on the Patreon page saying that's kind of been hard for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately. So for anyone that didn't read those posts that I made just before the holidays, I think, times have just gotten really hard. Jimmy Mac and I were scheduled to do our 10th or 11th Q&A session on in March or April, and ended up kind of just getting on hard times and had to keep canceling, and I was like, you know, maybe I should just take a break for a little while. And I anticipated that things would be back to normal in about a month or two, and I told him as much, but it just didn't happen. And unfortunately, I really had to put a lot of things on the back burner from then all the way until just before the holidays. That's when I made another appearance. I hadn't said anything on any of the posts, which is very uncharacteristic of me because I'm always... on top of things. I didn't listen to any RFR episodes during that whole time. I didn't watch anything Star Wars. Kenobi was literally the last thing that I watched. The final episode was the last thing that I watched up until around about the holidays. And so I have, up until then, been very, very much out of the loop and only extremely slowly getting back into the loop. Just a few weeks before the holidays hit, I was able to finally get enough time to sit down and watch Andor, and that's the last thing that I've watched. I've watched all episodes of that, but I haven't seen anything else still. I still haven't seen any of the Tales of the Jedi. I haven't watched even the Bad Batch that's just recently been coming out, and I've been struggling to try to keep up with or catch up with some of the RFR episodes, so I've had to watch just like key segments of key episodes. Or, I love for especially, or for example, especially the RFR Q&A RPGs, so I finally caught up on all those, but other than that, I'm very in the dark. That's the kind of the long and short answer at the same time. I'm just really, really in the dark.
You know what? That's the great thing about Star Wars, and especially nowadays, there's so much of it coming out. It'll be there waiting for you when you're ready for it. So
And
especially Andor, I'm glad you were able to catch up with that one, because for a guy who approaches Star Wars from like a very